till I was pretty good size. I wore a little knee, what they call knee trousers, you know. Then after I got up, you might say grown, I went to wearing long trousers and been wearing them ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's about the nearest.
Well, what about women's clothes? How are women's clothes different now from they were?
Oh, I don't know about that. Like I say, I don't know about that. I wouldn't know about some shorter, some longer look to me like. Some different types of women's clothes. I mean, of course, men folks always wore overalls and shirts and trousers. From my boyhood days right on until now, because I have seen men folks wearing little shorts now. Some
girls,
you know, shorts, I call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did your mother used to make clothes for the family?
Yes, ma'am. She'd make our shirts. And I don't know if she ever made any of our overalls and trousers and things like that, but she would make shirts and
mm-hmm.
undershirt wears, bottom parts. She'd make those. But now, the girls, she'd make their dresses, too.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as far as me and knowing too much about the girls' dresses, I never did know too much
mm-hmm.
about them. Never did pay too much attention to them. Never did have no right to them, really.
Sure.
But
well, where did she get the material? Was it... Could she buy the material in the local store?
Yes, they was... local stores here, I mean dry goods store, you could buy cloth and ginghams and different kind of cloth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean rolls, you know, rolls of cloth. And she'd buy it at the store. That store up there used to belong, a big old store there belonged to a fella Bradley. He ran a store there for a long, long time. Mom would buy a lot of cloth from them.
Mm-hmm.
Make us children shirts and underwear and stuff out there.
Have you all took anybody up since the day up this way?
Yeah, Joan went and talked to at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm. I heard she was there.
Uh-huh. And she was going to go back and talk to him some more this afternoon, I think. She was looking around to try to find some more people too. So she mm-hmm. was supposed to do 4 short interviews, and I just needed to do this one long one. I guess material wasn't treated then the way it is now, so it'll, you know, it wasn't sanforized or, and so it wouldn't.
I don't know about that. I know that it used to come in bolts, you know, bolts, clothes. It still does, I reckon. But I know maybe Mama would go over there at the store and she'd buy her a pile of clothes. They looked like enough to make every one of us a suit of peace if we wanted it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that, she'd make maybe me a shirt and my other brother a shirt, and then she'd make maybe some under clothes and stuff like that.
Well, what about sweaters and things like that? Did she
yes, ma'am. Those? She'd make sweaters, too. A lot of them she'd knit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a lot of, I say a lot, some of these older ladies that come in there and they'd knit our sweaters with knitting needles, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know. They'd have the pipes and they'd smoke pipes and knit, you know. Make sweaters.
Ladies would smoke pipes?
Yes, some corn and cob pipes and clay pipes and things like that.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Well, let's see, I guess they knitted sweaters out of wool.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh. Well, if these were, if you wash a wool sweater in water that's too hot, you know, if you wash it in real hot water.
And then draw it up.
Uh-huh.